Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. Good to be with you this second hour. And this second hour, we're going to talk about my passion, which is giving your body what it needs to do what it's capable of doing. Obviously, we've had a wake-up call in the last couple of years based on what we're dealing with, pandemic, et cetera, underlying conditions that are exasperating people, health issues when they have contracted COVID or whatever. So, you know, part of what my whole focus is giving your body everything it needs in order to perform at the level it was designed to perform. I always use the analogy, most of us are operating on four cylinders and think that's the norm because we don't know or recognize we were born or given eight cylinders, and because of what we do in terms of our lifestyles and our diet, et cetera, never are able to get to the level of energy and health and stamina that we should have. So one of the things I wanted to talk about today, you know, we've heard from Dr. Anthony Fauci a lot over the last couple of years. He's become a household name. I can't say that, you know, I'm totally one of his biggest fans, but he has said some things that I agree with and support. In particular, in an interview with Jennifer Garner, he said this: if you're deficient in vitamin D, that does have an impact on your susceptibility to infection. He also said, I would not mind recommending, and I do it myself, taking vitamin D supplements. But not only that, he also recommended another vitamin. He said, quote, the other vitamin that people take is vitamin C because it's a good antioxidant. So if people want to take a gram or so of vitamin C, that would be fine, he said. Of course, you know, it's interesting. I'm not using him as the ultimate authority on vitamin and mineral, but the fact that he is supporting and saying these are important. Most medical doctors, you know, I don't think necessarily look at nutritional intervention as much as they should. But what I want to talk about are those two important vitamins in terms of what they do. There is a quote by a medical doctor. Actually, he's a board certified pathologist called Dr. Ryan Cole. He made this statement: there is no flu season in every autumn. There is only low vitamin D season. We don't just have a viral pandemic. We have an international vitamin D deficiency pandemic. 70 to 80% of all Americans are immune suppressed because they are vitamin D deficient. I totally believe that. You know, from in North America, from the above the 35th parallel, which would be from Los Angeles to Atlanta, during the month of November through March, even if you were exposed to the sun 24/7, during those months, your body can't synthesize the sun into vitamin D. So a lot of the research are tying that into the cold and flu season. The fact is that vitamin D is one of the most important essential nutrients for the human body. Referred to a hormone in some cases, it regulates the functions of over 200 genes and is crucial for the for growth and development. But there's literally over a billion people that are deficient in this. And not all vitamin D is created equal. Most vitamin D is synthesized from lamb's wool. I personally am a total firm believer in whole food supplementation, that you get it from your diet. Well, it's not that easy, but we have a vitamin D that is actually the only thing is organic button mushrooms. So mushrooms, when exposed to ultraviolet light, synthesize vitamin D much like the human body does. But here's the problem, that vitamin D is one of those vitamins. They all need some help in terms of getting into the body and actually activating. And in the case of vitamin D, it is necessary that magnesium is present. Well, unfortunately, statistically, 10 out of 11 women who were suspected as healthy were actually measured and deficient in magnesium. And that was done on a government study by the NIH. And the same study actually showed that 84% of postmenopausal women were also deficient in magnesium. Well, magnesium is the activator of vitamin D. In its absence, your vitamin D will not actually convert into the blood serum level that you need in your body. The other thing that enables vitamin D to get into the bloodstream is probiotics. And so those two things are essential for getting vitamin D effective into your body. The Optivita vitamin D is exactly that. It's organic mushroom that has the magnesium and the probiotics present to enable that to do what it's designed to do in the first place. In reality, it used to be the old standard would say if you had 20 a serum blood level of 20 nanograms per milliliter of vitamin D in your blood, that was the level that would be the optimal protection. They have now basically increased that to above 50. So if you have a chance, I would suggest you actually get a test of your vitamin D level in your blood. And do the supplementation to get that level as close to 50 as you can. It basically, I call it nature's vaccine. It is what gives your body the ability to handle any of the pathogens that come their way. The second one that we want to talk about is the vitamin C. Again, most vitamin C on the market all comes from China today. 99% of it is made in China, and it's in the form of ascorbic acid. Well, ascorbic acid is not vitamin C. Ascorbic acid in nature is part of the complex compound vitamin C, but it's only the outer protective shell, much like a eggshell is to an egg. Every vitamin in nature is a compound, it's a complex. So vitamin C, for example.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Well, I think I'm back. I don't know what happened, but I obviously dropped the call. And I was just in the process of explaining the differences between a synthetic man-made vitamin C, which in my mind is not vitamin C. It's a chemical produced in a laboratory that has downsides. There are definite studies that show when you take vitamin C in the form of, quote, ascorbic acid, that it actually creates genotoxins that mutate the DNA. So there are downsides of taking it in a synthetic form. Whereas in a whole food form, for example, organic acerola cherry, which is the form that we use, 25% of that cherry is whole food vitamin C. And every vitamin in nature, as I started to explain before I dropped the call, every vitamin is a complex, a compound. It comprises of a number of cofactors. Vitamin C comprises of bioflavonoids, rutein, J factor, K factor, vitamin P. The ascorbic acid is simply the outer protective shell of that vitamin. So how do you take a fraction of it and call it a vitamin? You got me beat on that one. But if we're looking at these things to give our body the protection, vitamin C has been known for ages to be a phenomenal. It was basically, you know, we all know based on what happened with sailors back in the old days that when they would get scurvy, that they found that just taking sauerkraut or a food, and actually the term limey came about because they were carrying limes with them. But they found that actually the whole food vitamin C in even a potato was sufficient to cure scurvy. Well, in a laboratory setting, taking ascorbic acid, there is no amount of ascorbic acid will cure scurvy. So why would you take ascorbic acid as vitamin C if it can't even cure scurvy? It's not doing the job. You need it in a whole food form. Well, the beauty about that is that I also have a technology that we can take those, that organic acerola cherry and reduce it to a powder form with zero loss of any nutrients, color, or flavor. It is unbelievable. We have a University of Washington, or Washington State University test showing our OptiDry technology as compared to other technologies, drum dried, spray dried, freeze dried, whatever, where vitamin C, which is highly volatile, there was zero loss using the OptiDry technology, whereas up to 80% loss of the vitamin C, reducing it to a powder in a drum-dried, spray-dried scenario. So that's why I say not all vitamins are created equal. I'm a firm believer in whole food nutrition, getting it from. So acerola cherry, for example, has 100 times more vitamin C than an orange. And that's why we use that and why we reduce that to a powder form. It's an organic acerola cherry. You're getting exactly what you need. So in support of what we're trying to do to give our body the maximum support as we deal with these exposure to these pathogens, etc., vitamin D and vitamin C are the two most critical ones you can get, but you need to get them in a whole food form. And so again, I just recommend highly that you go to the Power Mall and you get these, because they are the ones that are whole food. They have been tested. We are fanatic about the quality of those products. And they will make a difference in your life. And to raise your blood serum level of vitamin D up to where it needs to be, and to give you the antioxidant protection that vitamin C will provide in a whole food form. Anyway, I want to move on, because I'm talking about what you can do for your body to protect it both internally and externally. We talked the first hour with Bruce about a proper mask that can potentially protect you. I want to add to that one, actually, right now, while we're before I get off the mask. Some of the products that I have become familiar with and now use on a regular basis and promote and am 100% convinced of their efficacy is the Nano Silver. And what is interesting is in the last 6 months, I'd have to look at the actual date, the National Institute of Health published on PubMed a study that was done, and it was entitled Potent Antiviral Effect of Silver Nanoparticles on SARS-CoV-2. So they actually tested a number of different nanosilvers against this particular strain of COVID. And the abstract basically says this, that, in the title it says it had a potent antiviral effect. And that supports something that I've also had a major university study that did a study on our nanosilver. Let me go back first of all and say the interesting thing about the NIH study on this one, they specified the particle size and they specified the concentration which was most effective. It was 10 nanometers and it was up to 10 parts per million, which describes exactly to the T the OptiVita Nano Silver liquid. So that being said, I wanted to take that information and go back to the mask. There was a study done also in a major university where we submitted our Nano Silver, but this was actually done in 2004. And the conclusion of this was they literally used the liquid on a mask, the filter material of the mask, and bathed it in it, let it dry, and then they exposed it to a number of pathogens, including staph and others. And they did this in a controlled study against, obviously, a mask without that. And their conclusion basically said this: the internal melt-blown layer of surgical mask provide a barrier protection, yet aren't antibacterial at all. Impregnation of this material, the nanosilver, created an antibacterial layer of the mask that is bactericidal to concentrations of bacteria up to 200,000 CFU. So anyway, without getting into the technical, they basically, if you want the ultimate protection, if you get these masks and you simply, with an applicator, spray that the mask on the inside as well as the outside, that gives you the ultimate protection and enables you to use that mask more than once. Because if you spray that on the inside, it kills the bacteria, et cetera, and it was effective. It would enable you to use it two or three times instead of disposing of it the first time. So that is really an important product that I look at the silver, candidly, as kind of being hiring a bodyguard and putting it in charge of protecting so that it kills the pathogens that are coming into my body. And the beauty about this particular nano silver, it has 50 different patents on it. And we have over 400 studies on this showing its efficacy in major universities and others. So it's extremely safe. It has been shown to go through your body within 24 hours totally. There's no accumulation, unlike with ionic silver or forms of colloidal silver that will fall out of solution and end up staying in the body and accumulating. This goes all the way through, does its job. It's very, very safe and very, very effective. And as shown in this NIH study, particularly effective in the nanoparticle size of 10 nanometers and in the concentration of 10 parts per million, which is exactly the formula for OptiVita silver. In the next section, when we come back, I have a nurse practitioner that we're going to interview who was totally against silver based on her experience, her medical experience, and seeing people with argyria, and wouldn't even touch it with a 10-foot pole, and has a total different perspective today based on personal experience and now recommend this. So we're going to have an opportunity to talk to her, and this is particularly about silver gel, which, you know, as we get back into dealing with now the pandemic, they're recommending the obviously hand sanitizer. I'm going to explain why this is such a much better option than hand sanitizer. So when we get back, we'll address that one.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Relieve stress and anxiety and create calmness in your life with Tranquil, available today at thepowermall.com. For a limited time, buy one Tranquil and receive the second one absolutely free. That's right, buy one Tranquil and receive the second absolutely free at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarest and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, Power Nation, Power Hour Nation. We're excited to be back with you. I apologize for a couple of the drop calls. I guess it had to do with I was on a cell phone. Now I'm on a landline, and hopefully that won't happen. I'm excited to actually now to bring on another guest. As we were talking about silver and some of the studies and its efficacy, including a study done by the National Institute of Health that showed that it was a potent antiviral effect against these pathogens. Again, as we are now going back into what I call phase two of this challenge that we're dealing with, the pandemic, the recommendation is very much so about hand sanitizing, and you'll see that being promoted and used so much as we move forward. The challenge and the problem that I have with most hand sanitizers, almost all of them, is they are alcohol-based. They are between 60 to 90% alcohol, and alcohol dries very quickly, and so it takes, you know, it takes approximately 5-6 seconds for that to kill a pathogen, where it dries sometimes quicker than that. You know, so it's it becomes a challenge. Plus, you know, it dries your skin out, and that's why the nano silver gel is such an incredible product to use in that. I use it every day. I have a little small tube that I pack in my pocket. The beauty about it, one, it does not dry out the skin. Two, its antibacterial, antimicrobial effect has been proven in multiple studies in terms of killing almost every pathogen that was exposed to, but it lasts 4 hours. It doesn't last 5 seconds on your, that you have to keep putting it on all the time. So that is one of it. Now, what are some of the uses of the gel? Well, I have so many testimonials, unsolicited, of people that have used it in so many different applications, whether it be a sunburn,
actually a burn where it helps heal and prevent scarring, insect bite, wounds, skin infections, fungal foot infections, yeast infections, you name it. It is such an incredible product. I even used it until I developed our own toothpaste with my toothpaste to brush my teeth. It's very safe. So I brought on for this half hour a nurse practitioner who I'll let her explain her credentials, her education, etc. But I am very well aware that historically she was very anti-silver based on her experience, medical experience, and would not touch it with a 10-foot pole. And now I think has a whole different perception and attitude towards it. So I'm going to invite Ruth Hooper on the line, and I would like you, Ruth, to introduce yourself, tell a little bit about your background, your education, and currently what you do.
Well, Frank, I'm a practicing nurse practitioner now, and I received a master's degree from university and as a nurse practitioner, and I have been in the field as a nurse practitioner for 27 years, and of course an RN before that. I've been mostly, when I was an RN, I mostly did intensive care, coronary care units, and I taught for two universities. I taught for Brigham Young University for their critical care. I taught for Weber for the LPNs going for their RN. And currently, I work in a busy private family practice. We have 10 clinics in our county, and I work the urgent care. Like I said, I've been a nurse practitioner for 27 years, and 25 of these years have been for this we're a very busy private family practice here in Utah County. And so this is my background, and I don't know, where did you want to start? Frank,
I want you to tell a little bit about your background or experience with silver and why you were against it, and then what changed your mind.
Okay. Well, in the practice that I work in, we had about six different patients that were using colloidal silver, which is totally different than the nano silver. And they looked like the walking dead. Their skin was just silver and gray. You know, they claimed they were really healthy, but, you know, the silver just kept them from getting all kinds of nasty bacterial infections and viral infections. And so they didn't want to give it up, but they look horrible. They do. They look like the walking dead. So I was very anti-silver. Just from those experiences of seeing these people, that it would start out in their fingertips, and then it would go the body throughout the whole body, because the body could not eliminate that silver color. So I never wanted to, like Frank said, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. I was so anti-silver. But then I started getting rosacea. Maybe 12 years ago, and the rosacea was on my face, and it looks like acne, but actually it was kind of different, because it was burned a lot, and it was very painful. And I had access, I could write my own prescriptions for my antibiotics, and I would take the topical antibiotics. They would work. it would get rid of it, but then 2 months later, it would be back again. And it didn't matter if I took topical or oral antibiotics. I had the same thing. And this went on for about 4 or 5 years. And then a good friend of mine was telling me about silver, and I said, oh, no, 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 there's no way I would ever use silver on my face or anywhere else. And he said, well, my friend has this company, and they have a nano silver. And he said, I've been using it for years. And he said, I don't know how long it's been, but he'd been using it for many years, and he had been using the oral solution, the topical gel, and the cream. So I was absolutely desperate because nothing was working, and I'd have these breakouts, and they were very painful. Anybody that has rosacea can relate to that. And so I thought, well, you know, I know he's been taking this silver for years, and it's a different composition than the nano silver was a different composition than the colloidal silver from what he told me. So I decided to try it. I got the nano topical gel. I put it on, and it immediately took away that burning feeling and that painful feeling. And so anyway, I talked to Frank, and he suggested I use the rosacea gel to get rid of it. And it took about maybe 5 or 6 days for it to clear up. And then he suggested I take the, suggested I use the skin cream every day. And I do that underneath my makeup. And I have not had a rosacea breakout for the last, well, it's been almost 4 years. And so I don't even have to use the gels now because I put it under my makeup every day. And this has been such a nice thing for me because it's, excuse me again, I got a frog in my throat, but it's been really a great product for me. And so there's many ways. What? Pardon?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to say anything. Okay.
I was just going to say, you know, with your personal experience then, have you had other either patients or others that you have been able to help them do a similar thing with by using the gel?
Yes, I have. I've had quite a few friends, even my hairdresser. I noticed she had rosacea, and she was having the same kind of problems I was experiencing, having the rosacea come back, you know, could never get totally rid of it. And I was able to get her some of the topical gel and the cream. And many of my friends that have had skin problems, I'm very much an advocate of the, I love the nano silver gel. I love the skin cream, and I even love the solution. I use the solution too a lot because, with COVID, they have proved that these mouthwash like Listerine, especially Listerine, will kill about 99% of the COVID-19, the COVID-19 virus. Well, Listerine just burns my mouth. I can hardly stand to have it in my mouth for more than a second. So I decided to start using the silver solution. And I've probably used this for over a year now as a mouthwash, and it's soothing. I don't have that really burning, strong burning feeling that I probably shouldn't be saying, I should just say a mouthwash that you get with mouthwash. But so I've been very impressed with the solution, with the gel, with the cream. And I have, I've had many friends that have that I've told them about it, and they have purchased the cream and the gel themselves too.
Well, thank you, Ruth. I mean, the reason I wanted to bring Ruth on is I was very well aware that probably. So anti that it would have been a hard conversion, and based on her medical experience, et cetera. And I think, I addressed earlier when I was talking about the silver liquid is the beauty about this, the silver molecules are permanently bonded to the water molecule. It never comes out of solution, unlike ionic or normal colloidal silver. And the reason they end up getting argyria is because of that, the particles, they have to take so much of it. So, you know, they're taking, instead of 10 parts per million, they're taking a few thousand parts per million. And granted, as she alluded to, that does have its antimicrobial effect. It probably keeps them, you know, free from, you know, some of the viruses and bacteria and things that them. But because it comes out of solution and it does accumulate in the body, it would create that argyria or chain, and even though it's not dangerous, you know, who wants to run around looking blue all her life? So, but that is the primary difference. Whereas, literally, major university that I alluded to that tested this in their microbiology department tested it at 2.5, was able to show that at 2.5 to 5 parts per million, let alone 10 parts per million, it killed 149 pathogens, including MRSA, including all the staph. And so it is incredibly effective, but also incredibly safe. They actually have done testing against, so it says, well, if it kills bad bacteria, will it kill good bacteria? It doesn't. There was a testing done on a probiotic study that showed that it had zero effect on it. It has to do with the electromagnetic charge and the missing electron, et cetera, of bad bacteria. I don't even understand it totally myself, but it is extremely safe and it's extremely effective. And, you know, it's what I call, you know, again, engaging your own personal bodyguards to protect you against what we're dealing with today. And, you know, it's not just the pathogens and the bacteria and the viruses, but all the toxins that we're exposed to all the time. You know, there was a study that was done in Canada that they took the blood out of the umbilical cord of two newborn babies and tested them. They found over 200 plus known toxins already in the blood of the baby as they enter this life. Everything from product that they put on couches or furniture at the anti flame retardant, but every from the household cleansers to you name it. But there were of those 200 toxins, there were approximately 30 or 40 that were known carcinogens. These are what are we enter this world already fighting, and then we're exposed to it the rest of our lives. So we need to do whatever we possibly can to give our body a fighting chance. And that's one of the things I am so passionate about, whether it be the silver products to help protect us externally with the, but use it against as a remedy for things like rosacea, for things like eczema, for other skin conditions, wounds to help heal, etc. It's absolutely incredible. But as I mentioned, you know, when I travel, for example, besides now having to require to wear a mask, I have these applicators. I take a nasal spray. I spray it up my nose because that's where, you know, you end up breathing in those pathogens. I spray the seat around me. I spray the tray table. I use the gel on my hands, you know, and I'll put a little of that gel up my nose also. But, you know, I'm not being fanatic, but I'm just, you know, we are in a toxic society, a toxic environment, and it makes sense to if we have known protectants, to use them, implement them in our lives. And so I definitely wanted to bring Ruth on just to have somebody that has the medical background and deals with this day in and day out, have a turnaround experience by using something that is not a prescription drug. And I think, as she alluded to, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ruth, but you know all the who's who in the medical field and consulted with all of them the condition you were dealing with and tried a little of everything, both topical and internal and everything, but it never could get on top of the reoccurring rosacea until you were able to use the silver gel and literally stop it and have had no reoccurrence in the last 4 years. Is that correct?
That's true. That's absolutely true. And, you know, any of the antibiotics, whether they're topical or oral, have side effects where you don't have any side effects with the gel and the cream and the, you know, the silver solution. So I'm very much an advocate of the silver in the solution and in the gel and cream.
That's great. And so, you know, knowing what I knew of Ruth and her attitude, I thought that was a major coup to get somebody like that to have 100% turnaround and become, instead of an adversary, become an advocate of that. And the safety of it, I think, is what's key, with no side effects. So, you know, so the last thing I'm just going to address before we leave this hour is we talked about the gel, we've talked about the liquid, all the benefits and the applications. The last thing that I wanted to talk about is the throat lozenge. Now, I don't know, Ruth, if you ever used that, but the beauty about that one is most. It takes some time. If you have a sore throat or you have, you know, a throat irritation or whatever, it does take a little time of contact for that silver to kill the pathogen. And, you know, it's hard sometimes. You use the liquid as a mouthwash, which I think is a great idea. But, you know, if you were gargling that, you know, for your throat, it's kind of hard to gargle that for, you know, 5-6 minutes. Whereas the throat lozenge is just pure organic honey, organic peppermint, and the 10 parts per million part silver. You're getting literally 10 parts per million in each lozenge, the effectiveness. So it's an incredible, portable, safe way to be able to take that and give your body that protection, as well as, you know, when you're dealing with irritation of the throat. Candidly, some of us on this phone are my age and Ruth, I assume you're in this age bracket anyway, but since you've been practicing for 27 years, et cetera. But, you know, when you, one of the users of the lozenges that are fanatic, and I have testimonial from them, are the Lennon sisters that used to perform on Lawrence Welk. They still perform in Branson, Missouri, and they take the lozenges and talk about how, because they use their voices and their throat so much, how soothing it is and how helpful it is, and they wouldn't live without it. But anyway, that is, I have numerous testimonials of people who absolutely love the lozenges. It's actually one of the best-selling products. And again, I would just highly recommend all of you listeners, go to the Power Mall. It's at www.thepowermall.com, or you can call 877-817-9829 Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time. All the OptiVita products, the silver products, and the vitamin D and the vitamin C are all at 10% off. Basically, they said they would do that by me coming on to be a guest host. And I appreciate that. But, you know, this to me is not about, my mission is not about margin. My mission is about providing something I know will help people stay healthy, be healthy, and live a vibrant, full life. I'm 75 right now, and I am in the best health of my life in reality. I don't get sick. I participate in the World Senior Games. I'm going down in October. I play racquetball. I play basketball. I was actually played in the National Senior Basketball Championship. I'm a 5'6" white guy that ended up with the MVP, and I was playing against former NBA players and ABA European, and they awarded it based on it was the referees and the scorekeepers, etc. And one of the refs came up afterwards and he said, you were like the ever ready bunny. You were running circles around these guys, and I'm 70 years old. This was at that age. And I attribute that to what I do today to take care of my body and nourish it the proper way and use those. Because growing up, I was a sick kid. I had all the childhood diseases. I had hepatitis twice, mononucleosis twice, pneumonia twice. I ended up with chronic fatigue syndrome. And that is, when I changed my lifestyle and I changed my diet and I focused, and that's what got me in this space. And the more I pulled back the curtain, the more smoke and mirrors I found in this industry, and that's why I had to develop it. That's why I talked about vitamin C. It's, everywhere else, it's ascorbic acid versus how it comes in a whole food form. That's what has, like Ruth alluded to with medications. When you take supplements that are created in the laboratory, they are like a drug. They have downsides. Whereas whole food does it. Thank you for listening today. To your health, God bless you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.